Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful to have you be with me on this September 25th day, 2021. We're going to be looking at the whole concept, maybe, of luck. Maybe. If we're lucky, we'll get it. It's a very, very difficult subject to talk about because it requires a great deal of knowledge about reincarnation, believe it or not, how things become a network, shall we say, how we engage in that network. And it's hard for the pedestrian mentality to understand. It's hard for almost any of us to understand, but we're going to look at it a little bit here and take a look at luck. Success or failure apparently brought by chance rather than one's own actions. That's the definition of it. And while we all understand that to a certain degree, considered as a force that causes good or bad things to happen, those are the dictionary definitions of it. And everybody has some sense of luck. We like to think of our luck as something that precedes us and will make good fortune for all of us. And that's kind of where our heads are, and that's about as far as it goes with most human beings. But I say to you that it isn't about luck. It is about other aspects of our life that converge upon us. Our karma is one of them. Our past life experiences are another. And the big one is our genetic disposition, how that works. There's all sorts of elements that bring about events. And those events are not a matter of luck. Nothing in this world is by chance. So let's take a look at some of the questions and take a look at the whole idea, maybe, of looking at luck. I'm going to keep it as simple as I possibly can, yet as concise as I can. And please forgive me for my inadequacies here. The first question comes from Raymond in St. Charles. I don't know where St. Charles actually is. There's lots of them. I looked it up. Why do some people have all the luck, as it is said? I don't seem to have very good luck in anything I do. Am I cursed, Raymond? No, Raymond, you're not cursed. People often think that if they're not getting the things that benefit them from their body or for their body or for their well-being or whatever, like getting a lot of money and things like that, that they are cursed, and we are not cursed. We are oftentimes wanting more than what our sense of being can provide for us based on what we have been through in past lives, how we have handled ourselves in those past lives. Oftentimes in our karma, there is that element of direction where we are to go into another direction and not the direction that our ego wants us to go into, things like that. All of that is a part of what people call luck. It's really events and how they unfold. And to our primitive eyes, to our egotistical mind, we look at it as some sort of chance that has become a force that causes either good or bad things to happen to us. And it's really not that. Here's what it can be. We have predestined our lives to arrive at a certain place in our daily living. Our fate and our destiny have a lot to do with what we think of as luck, which isn't luck at all. As you mature down the road of spiritual, shall we say, insight, meditation, you really begin to understand that nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, is by chance or by luck. You begin to see the bigger picture, as it were, of what is going on with your fate and your destiny. sometimes we don't get the things we want and think of it as bad luck because our fate and our destiny are not in accord with that. We want something other than what is in accord with our fate and our destiny that we have preset before we even got here on this earth. It was long ago when we set into motion certain states of mind, emotion, fear, anger, compassion, forgiveness, love. I mean, the first thing that's on people's mind when they're confronted by anything that is difficult is, why did this happen to me? Oh, this is bad luck. They're always defensive. And when something good happens, of course, a lot of people go into the guilt and shame of, how could this happen to someone like me? This is too good for me, blah, blah. And others think this isn't even good enough. I should have had this years ago, blah, blah, blah. All of those circumstances and conditions make for a lot of misunderstanding. So luck is an assumption, a presumption. If you want to look at the hard facts of it all, you've got to see your state of being. You've got to recognize who you are, what you are, the way you are, what your destiny is, what your fate might be, and you have to follow it. If you follow, now listen to me here, Raymond, I hope this helps. If you follow your fate and your destiny, it will appear as though you have good luck. If you resist your fate and your destiny, it will appear as though you have bad luck. That's as simple as I can make it. So each of us has set into motion whatever it is that we're going to live out. And if you start to understand that, if you start to live out those situations and those conditions, if you start to live out those, shall we say, states of mind and body, if you start to live out the assumption and presumption, you're going to veer off of your fate and your destiny. And each of us has one in this world. Everybody comes into this world with something unique that they are to face. It isn't just the situation, it's how I face it. It's what lives in me. It's the character that might live inside me. If I don't have the character for love, if I don't have the character for compassion, if I'm vengeful, if I'm angry, if I'm hostile, then I have problems. And those problems are going to unite and they're going to take place in my life and situations when I go against my destiny or I want to miss my fate and I don't care about my fate, that's when some really ugly things can occur. And it isn't bad luck. It's that I veered off of what was really important, what I was here to do in this lifetime, to awaken spiritually. That's what this is all about, spiritual awakening. So don't be fooled by appearances, Raymond. Just don't. You've got to find out what you are, what you're here for. It has to be clear to you. And I know you're thinking, I can't do that. Who knows what you're here for, yada, da, yada, da. And of course, that pedestrian mentality that most of us have and are consumed by, we miss our fate, our destiny. And it appears that we have sometimes good luck and sometimes not good luck. And sometimes good luck can be a bad thing, quote unquote, in our human existence. I talk out both sides of my mouth. Anyway, forgive me. Namaste. Oh, I love these questions. They force me to face my fate and my destiny. How do I ignore my luck in life? Or how can I improve my luck in life? And this is from Kevin. I don't know why he said ignore, but there you are. Maybe he doesn't want to be deterred. How do you improve your good luck? How do you ignore your bad luck is kind of the way I think he meant it. Well, that's you can't look at everything from the form of chance. It isn't about chance. Luck is not about chance. It is about watching. If you want to really understand the nature of everything, watch non-critically, non-judgmentally. Set up the witness inside you that simply watches without the prejudice of liking and disliking. No duality in mind. If you can drop mental duality by just observing, then you will see things in the exact light of what they are. If you don't, if you miss them, then you will miss who and what you are. You will live by assumption and presumption, and you don't want to do that because that tears apart at the substance of your life and the meaning of your own existence. You really don't want to do that if you want to really answer your own question. If you want to see what is going on, you have to feel your way into this lifetime and be compassionate and forgiving about everything. Cling to nothing. Want nothing with all of your heart, as the Buddha talked about, and then you will start to understand a little bit more the meaning of your life, and you won't get caught up in this silly rumor inside your head that says liking and disliking and right and wrong, good and bad. I hope that helps. I do. It's very difficult for people to understand, and please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question. Does God give luck? And if so, how come I got the short end of the stick? This is from Harold in San Diego. I know Harold. He's fun. You didn't get the short end of the stick. You're not paying attention. That's the problem with all of us. We do not pay attention. Our focus is on our body. Our focus is on the difficulties of our body and the things our body wants, what we call what our life wants, that kind of thing. We have this all going on constantly. If you really want to know, you have to focus on the whole premise of what you're here for, to find your light, your purpose, to find your fate, your destiny, and not to be deterred by the whole idea of the pedestrian lifestyle, which says you find a person, you get married, you have children, and you live happily ever after. You have to abandon that. That you should have everything you want. That good luck is getting everything you want. Many times, if you have not noticed, Harold, you have gotten everything you wanted and you were still unhappy. You were still wanting for more. You were still thinking that there was a mistake being made as you got what you wanted. And in a way, you're kind of right, because every time you got everything you wanted, it came to pass in your lifestyle that wasn't what you really needed. And that didn't pertain to whatever you got, your deeper, higher, more, shall we say, enlightened purposes. So it's really very simple. Live in accord with your heart. Find your authentic heart, not your human heart, your authentic heart, and flow with it. Listen to it. Let it guide you instead of desire, ambition, pride, vanity, vengeance, and all of that other stuff that most people so enjoy living in. Find your authentic heart and just have no opinion about what that heart is going to show you. Just follow it without arguing with it, and you might find something very special occurring. It's called your life. Thank you, Harold. It was good to hear from you. Please forgive me. Namaste. Well, that's it for this week, or this day. I'm sorry. I'll be back on the air tomorrow with some more wonderful questions. If you have any, it's greg@aspire.org, aspire.org. Have a beautiful day. please forgive me once again. Namaste.